Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. This is a press release from the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya, Pakistan. Saturday, the 30th of Rajab, 1440 after Hijri. The 6th of April, 2019, Common Era. Press release. Demand the release of engineer Naveed Butt, advocate of Khilafah, who remains in abduction since the 11th of May 2012. The 11th of May 2019 marks 7 years since engineer Naveed Butt, the official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Wilaya of Pakistan, was abducted by security officials in front of his children and neighbours. In 7 long years, Naveed has not been allowed to contact his family in any way whatsoever, even once, whether by phone or in person. Certainly, abduction is persecution of the highest order, punishing the family along with the believer. Certainly, it is a grave sin to ruthlessly persecute the believer who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In a hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said,
"Inna Allah qal man 'ada li waliyan faqad adhantuhu bil harb."
Allah said, "Whoever harms my wali, I will declare a war against him." Bukhari. Yet, whilst claiming loyalty to the Medina state, the current regime keeps Naveed in abduction until today, even though he worked tirelessly for the resumption of Islam as a way of life. Yet, whilst claiming that it is independent of the United States, the current regime keeps Naveed in abduction now, even though he bravely exposed the American plans against Muslims when he was free. Yet, whilst claiming that it is mindful of the national interest, the current regime insists on keeping Naveed in abduction, even though this is only in the interest of the Crusader, United States, and its terrorist intelligence and private military that operate freely in Pakistan to this day. Indeed, in the era of America's global war on Muslims and Islam, there is mercy and clemency for the attacking enemy pilot of the Hindu state, Abhinandan. But cruelty and abduction is for the advocate of Khilafah, Naveed Butt. Indeed, it is a despised and oppressive regime that extends restraint and normalization to those who occupy Muslim land, whilst deploying force and oppression against those sincerely working to establish the dominance of Islam. O Muslims of Pakistan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said,
"Inna an-nasa idha ra'aw adh-dhalima falam ya'khudhu 'ala yadayhi awshaka an ya'ummahum Allah bi'iqab."
If the people witness an oppressor and they do not take him by his hands to prevent him, then they are close to Allah, covering them all with punishment. Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, and Ibn Majah. The ongoing abduction of Naveed is a flagrant oppression amidst us, for which we will be held to account for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot adopt silence. It is a duty for us to speak out against this crime at every forum available to us, demanding Naveed's immediate release. So, let all Muslims, especially those of power and influence, seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a sincere and concerted effort to grant the Honourable Naveed much deserved relief after 7 hard years. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said,
"Man naffasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabi dunya نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة.
If anyone relieves a Muslim believer from one of the hardships of this worldly life, Allah will relieve him of one of the hardships of the Day of Resurrection. Muslim. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.